So somebody pointed out to me that that's not entirely accurate. In the Rambam, say the Rambam is like this: in Perek Zayin he has the mitzvah of Sibri Tzius Mitzrayim. That in Perek Ches he has the seder of the seder, like halachas of how you make a seder. Then in Perek, and then after that he has Nusach Hagadah, the Rambam's Hagadah. So in Perek Zayin, where he has the mitzvah of Sibri Tzius Mitzrayim, he says this. The Torah's mitzvah, the chol dov adar, chayav adam liris tatsmi, kibu hu yotzim, shayim is a chiyuv to see yourself, to laharis tatsmi, to demonstrate kibu hu yotzim, shayim, lufichok, you have to do a seven, you have to do dalet kaisis. So there, he doesn't say you have to say the words, b'chol dov adar, he says you have to do b'chol dov adar, you have to be maharis tatsmi, kibu hu yotzim, shayim. Then in Perches, when he has the seder halayla, the halachas of the seder, also he does not say that you have to say b'chol dov adar. He says you have to say Shleish Dvarim and you have to say Rami Avidovi and so on. It was in the halachas of the Seder night. The Rambam does not have a halacha that you have to say B'chol Dovador Chayav Adam. You have to do B'chol Dovador. In Perek Zayin he has halacha, you have to do B'chol Dovador. But in Perek Ches, he does not have a halacha that you have to say B'chol Dovador. But in the Nusach HaGadah, the Rambam does have B'chol Dovador Chayav Adam, there is Satsmik Yilu Yotzim Mitzrayim. Because it does appear in the Rambam's HaGadah. It's a little bit strange. It does not appear in Perek Ches where the Rambam says the halachas of the Seder night. The Seder of the Seder night. When the Rambam, you have to look inside yourself. You see, it's pretty clear. In Perek Ches, where he goes to, what do you do by the Seder? So he says, you make Kiddush, you do Urchatz, you say, you have your Moizim Le Kosheni, you have, well, the Rambam's music is Kosheni later, you have Manishtana, and then you have Avonim Hayinu, and then he says, you have to have, you have to dash in the Pasha of Arami Avid Ovi, and you have to, and you have Rambam Gamliel, you have to say Shleish Dvarim, and then he says, you have to, and then you Moizim Kosheni, and you say Halal. And so on and so forth. Nowhere there does the Rambam say that you have to say b'chol dov ador. So from Perek Ches, it certainly sounds like the Rambam took the Mishnah b'chol dov ador chayav adam liris tatsmi to mean not you have to say b'chol dov ador. You know, he took the Mishnah to mean what it taka sounds like. It means b'chol dov ador chayav adam liris tatsmi. It's a statement of fact. You have to be maris tatsmi kibul yotzim Mitzrayim. Not that you have to say the words b'chol dov ador. But nonetheless, in the Nusach HaGadah, the Rambam does have b'chol dov ador. So just, you know, that needs to be a slight correction. You can't walk around saying the Rambam doesn't bring B'chol Dov Ador in his Haggadah. It does have it in his Haggadah, but apparently it's not halach you have to say. It's just in the Haggadah anyway. Yeah, so also I want to talk about Yushami a little bit more, and then we'll go back there. So what do we have in Yushami? We have in Yushami discusses the Machlekes Beisham and Nesila. How much halal do you say Al-Kais Sheni? So Basil will say the first two kapitlach the way we do. It means you also include in B'tzeis Yisrael and Mitzrayim. Mishamai say, no, you only say the first kapitl, you don't say B'tzeis Yisrael and Mitzrayim. Says Bishamai, the reason why you don't say B'tzeis Yisrael and Mitzrayim is because V'chiyotzu Yisrael and Mitzrayim, Shumatzki Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. It's too early to be Matzki Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. We haven't gone out of Mitzrayim, it's just the beginning of the Seder. It's premature to say B'tzeis Yisrael and Mitzrayim. To which Basil responded, what's going to help to wait till later in the Seder? Even if you're going to wait till morning, it's still not B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, because we didn't go out of Mitzrayim until noon the following day. So therefore, that's not a cheshbon to wait. And then Basil will say, and therefore Basil will conclude, Elo hamaskel b'mitzvah oimim le'marek. Whatever that means. We say B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, I'll play Sheni, because hamaskel b'mitzvah oimim le'marek. Which the Chora means Al Sipri Tzius Mitzrayim. In other words, Basil is saying the fact we're never going to be synchronized with B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. That was noon the following day. So you want to wait for that. There's no point in waiting. You're never going to get there. But still, Basil have to address why do we say B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim Al Kol Sheni? Maybe say it Al Kol Sheni. Mechatesi to say B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim Al Kol Sheni. I think that's the something. Was Beisham say you have to wait. Because you have to wait till we actually went out of Mitzrayim. So you have to wait till later, let's say till after Chatzos. That's when we can talk about B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. They still say it's not going to help. No, that's not a reason to wait till later. But still in all, they still have to give a reason why to say B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim al Kaisheni. We don't say all of Halal on Kaisheni. Most of Halal we say on Kaisrevi. We start the Halal on Kaisheni. So that we talked about yesterday. Why do we start the Halal on Kaisheni at all? know, maybe to attach it to the Korban Pesach, but for that it's enough to say one kapitel. So Beis Hillel still have to explain why say it says Shurim Mitzrayim Al Kodesh Sheni, why not say it Al Kodesh Revi? You know. So Beis Hillel say, no, but there's an extra inyan to say it Al Kodesh Sheni because I'm asking the mitzvah Im Leimari. Since you started the mitzvah, let's say, since you started the mitzvah of Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim, you started the mitzvah of Magid, and Tzias Yisrael Mitzrayim is part of Magid, it's part of Magid, it's part of Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim, telling the story of Tzias Mitzrayim. So Mimele, you might as well say it Al Kasheni, because it's Hashlomo to the mitzvah of Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim. And then Yerushalmi has a kasha. Yerushalmi asks, Rav Avina asked, it's not clear who is directing the kasha to, but Rav Avina asks, what does Ravina ask? Rav Avuna Baschaira, like for his kira alakais, didn't he already mention Tzias Mitzrayim and Pakidush? So, not clear what is he asking, and who is he asking? So, Karmeneda learns he's asking a Bishamai. Bishamai say you can't say Tzias Mitzrayim yet because it's premature. You have to wait till after Chatzos, till it was more the amount of Tzias Mitzrayim, till the Mitzrayim actually let us go. So, Rav Avuna is asking, so how do you say it by Kiddush? How do you say Zeichet Tzias Mitzrayim by Kiddush? Still the beginning of the night. And he remains with a kasha. Yeah, so I talked yesterday a little bit. What's Pshat and Bishami altogether? Bishami say you can't say Tzias Yisrael Mitzrayim al Kasheni because we haven't yet gone out of Mitzrayim. So the question was, what did we ask yesterday in Bishami? Anybody remember? No, so that's Basil's time. So maybe Bishami hold it, at least after Chatzos, the Mitzrim wanted to let us go. That could be, maybe Bishami hold. The Mitzrim were ready to let us go already by Chatzos. Like the Gemara says in Brochus, Chiposim to Mitzrayim, Chiposim to Yisrael. The Chiposim to Mitzrayim was by Chatzos. The Mitzrim said we could leave by Chatzos. So we didn't leave till the morning. Maybe we didn't leave till noon. Agamar in the Bible says we left in the morning. We didn't leave by Chatzos. But maybe Bishami hold. Wait till after Chatzos. Maybe that's the Pshat. It's not so clear, but maybe that's the Pshat and Bishamai. That's also Sosim Bishamai. What do they gain by waiting to close Dalit? It's still early on. We didn't go out of Mitzrayim until the morning. Even if they don't agree with Beis Hillel that we went out by Chatzos. So we went out in the morning. Everybody agrees we went out. We didn't go out early in the morning. Less man depolo that we went out the following day. So what's Pshat and Bishamai altogether? That we're waiting till after Chatzos. Yeah, so maybe we're waiting for Chippos. Maybe the Pshat and Bishamai is we're waiting for Chippos and the Mitzrayim at least. When the Mitzvah were ready to let us go. That's enough to say we'd say Shishon in Mitzrayim. Yeah, about it's Dochuk. About it, that's Dochuk. Maybe Bishami hold, we should say it as late as possible. We're not going to be able to say it Mamish when we went out of Mitzrayim. But at least say it at the end of the Seder. It's closer to when we went out of Mitzrayim. The last thing that we'll say by the Seder will be Mitzvah Shishon in Mitzrayim. It's also Dochuk. It's the difficulty in Bishami. Now, what a Bishami gain? It's not a difficulty in Bishami. This is really, it's not my kasha, it's Beis Hillel's kasha. It's Beis Hillel's kasha and Bishami. Bishami, what are you telling me? Wait till Kais Dalit, to say Beis Hillel Mitzrayim. We're not going to go out till tomorrow at noon. So even if we'll say that Beis Hillel don't agree with that fact, Beis Hillel hold it, but Etzem Yom HaZeh does not mean noon. Maybe Etzem Yom HaZeh means in the morning. It doesn't mean earlier in the morning. Everybody agreed we didn't go out at night, we went out in the morning. It says Etzem Yom HaZeh. So what does Bishami want? You should wait till later. Later is also not later. It's not in the morning, it's only going to be a maximum, it'll be after Chatzos. Yeah, I don't know. It's Taka Shver Bishami. So what do they want? What's the gain in waiting till Kais Dalit?
Saying
holds
like
Rabbi Akiva. Yeah, so that I think is true. I mean, that I think is that's an issue all by itself. According to the Ramah, you have to say Halak Kaidim Chatzos. The Kaidim Chatzos is mamish nothing. So what do you gain by waiting till Kais Dalit? So that I think I said yesterday that maybe Bishami hold like Rabbi Akiva that you can eat the Pesach till after Chatzos. So therefore you can say Halak after Chatzos. So you'll say Halak at 4 o'clock in the morning. Okay, but 4 o'clock in the morning is still not when we went out of Mitzrayim. It's only Chiposim the Mitzrayim. It's when we had, when the Mitzrayim wanted us to go out. It's still not B'tzeis Yisrael in Mitzrayim. Yeah, I don't know. It's not a Chosim in Bishami. What are the gain? I don't know that I have a good terrace for this. What are Bishami gain by waiting with B'tzeis Yisrael in Mitzrayim? It's still not B'tzeis Yisrael in Mitzrayim. So if it's not B'tzeis Yisrael in Mitzrayim at 4 o'clock in the morning, you should say it at 8 o'clock in the evening. What's the difference? LMI, it's still better. It's still closer. You know, if we went out at 6, at least 4 is better than 8. 4 a.m. is better than 8 p.m. I don't know. It's dochuk a little bit. Any other day. I don't know. But there's a different question here. Bishami say it's too early to say B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. For some reason, it's the beginning of the Seder. It's not right to say B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. So the question was, so yesterday we asked, so why is it different than the rest of Magid? we say Magad even according to Bishami, maybe we don't say we say Shom Mishrayim, but we say Avonim Minul Parai, but Yitzenu Hashem Elokeinu Mishom, Yod Chazok of Zroi Netuyo. So why did Bishami say the same thing? We should say Magad al Kais Revi. Because how could we say, how can we say Yitzenu Hashem Elokeinu Mishom when we didn't go out of Mitzrayim yet? It's only Kais Sheni. Maybe Magad we still say in Kais Revi. That doesn't phase the Bishami. It's only the Hallel part, the B'tzei Son Mitzrayim part that he doesn't understand. And then Rabbi Buna also, Rabbi Buna asked him Bishami from Kiddush, from Zechel Tzitzis Shayim in Kiddush. Why didn't he ask for Magid? So yesterday I wanted to say Mahalach, that, what did we say yesterday? Anybody remember?
Ashira.
Bishami understand that B'tzei Magid, you could say B'tzei Son Mitzrayim, that you could say V'yetzeinu Hashem Elokeinu Mishom at the beginning. There's a mitzvah, see B'tzei Son Mitzrayim? There's a mitzvah at the beginning, as soon as it gets dark, there's a mitzvah, L'saper. Benisim and Eflois, like the Rambam writes, mitzvahs to say Lesaber Benisim and Eflois, that happened at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the mitzvah starts at the beginning of the night. So there's no din; it has to be synchronized with the same time frame that we had by Yitzias Mitzrayim. But Hallel is already a different story. Hallel has to come out of the like the Mefarshei Haggadah say, that's the Hemshech. The Chol Dovah Dar Chayav Adam Liris is asking Kilu Yotzim Mitzrayim. Loshna Mishnah really. Lefichach anachnu chayavim lohaydus lehalal. That's my mishnah. Loshna Mishnah. That the two things are connected. It's only because we're seeing ourselves as having gone out of Mitzrayim. So therefore, we can say halal. Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim doesn't have to be us, but halal has to be us. So it only comes from the reliving of Yitzis Mitzrayim. So there, Bisham had a time. We're reliving Yitzis Mitzrayim. Al Kosheni, we're not yet bnei Charin. We only become bnei Charin at the end of the Seder. Somebody yesterday told us about by Bensuma, there's a day in the Gemara, you only do Haseba by the last two cases, because by the first two cases we're still feeling ourselves as Avodim, only by the end of the Seder do we feel ourselves as Bnei Chayrin. So therefore, Bishami holds to say Halal of B'tzei Yisrael and Mitzrayim, to say Halal on Yitzias Mitzrayim, to say Haluka Halu Avdei Hashem, it's not a Halal on Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's just Tam Halal on the Korban Pesach, let's say. That Bishami agree you could do, the first kid that he could say. But you want to say a Halal of B'tzei Yisrael and Mitzrayim? We have what to say, Halal Avdei Hashem, we could say at the beginning. We're still sitting down to eat the Korban Pesach, we have what to say, Halal Stam. But to say a Halal of B'tzei Yisrael and Mitzrayim, when we don't yet feel that we went out of Mitzrayim, Bishami, hold, that you can't do, now while we're still in the state of feeling ourselves to be Avodim. Maybe it mitigates the other kasha as well. You know, what a Bishami game of waiting till Kais Dalet. Bishami also we didn't go out till the morning. So what's gained by waiting till Kais Dalet? So maybe that's Taka the Teretz. What's gained is Nechanami. You know, even if the whole Seder is before Chatzos, but by the end of the Seder we feel ourselves to be Bnei Charin, like by a Seva. You know, nobody in the Gemara has a time. They're happy with Seva in the last two cases. We didn't go out of Mitzrayim till the following day. But we go through the Seder and we go through the going Miabdus Lecheres. So by the end of the Seder we feel ourselves more Bnei Charin in the beginning. Maybe that's the Teretz for that as well. So I wanted to say yesterday that's also chapter in Rabbi Avinu's kash and Bishamai. Rabbi Avinu bar Tzacharia asked in Bishamai, if you learn that he's asking in Bishamai, Rabbi Avinu, he asked from Kiddush. Why did he ask from Kiddush? Because Kiddush is also Shira. So there we also say Echel Tzitzis Mitzrayim Atayra Shira. I would feel ourselves now to be Avodim. So you see that that's not a kasha. So that's one mahalach in the Yerushalmi. So lefi this chapter in the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Avinu is asking on Bishamai. Bishamai have Yisoy. You can't say halal. You can't say shir, and you see some shayim at the beginning of the seder, because we didn't go out of Mitzrayim. Adayin layotzum Mitzrayim. So therefore, you can't say the shir of Mitzrayim Yisrael. Sipur, yeah, but not the shir of Mitzrayim Yisrael Mitzrayim. And the kashrus from Kiddush, somehow we manage to be able to say. I was thinking, in the Shita Beis Hillel say, "Say b'tzei Yisrael Mitzrayim al tamaslo b'mitzrayim ulei gemar." So we say, yesterday I learned tamaslo b'mitzrayim ulei gemar means al sipur yitzis Mitzrayim. You know, it's Beis Hillel say to Bishamai. But the Shira B'tzei Yisrael is we don't got him in Mitzrayim until the next day, way after us anyway. So there's no point in waiting with B'tzei Yisrael in Mitzrayim. We might as well say it now. as the din of Hamasal of Mitzvah Omer Gemara finished off the Mitzvah of Sifrei Tzitzis Mitzrayim. So Chora is still there's an ayah here in Beisela also. What do you mean Hamasal of Mitzvah Omer Gemara? Omer Gemara is mashma Omer Marek. Hamasal of Mitzvah Omer Marek. It's mashma that if he didn't say B'tzeis Yisroel Mitzrayim, he's not finished the Mitzvah of Sifrei Tzitzis Mitzrayim. The lashon of Beisela is mashma. A maskel mitzvah oimel emarek. We started the mitzvah of Sifrei Tzitzis Mitzrayim. We should finish the mitzvah of Sifrei Tzitzis Mitzrayim, and therefore we have to say B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. It's a little bit difficult. And if he didn't say B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, he didn't finish the mitzvah of Sifrei Tzitzis Mitzrayim. Something missing in the story that he didn't say. He already said V'itzein Hashem Elokeinu Mishal V'yod Chazok Dov Zrayim Tuyo. He said the whole parsha of Arami of Arami Yevidovi. He already said that we went out of Mitzrayim. So the mitzvah is not finished if you won't say B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. So, the kasha maybe is not the end of the world. You could say, Nechanami, you have to finish the mitzvah. He means, since you're going to say B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim anyway, and B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim is also Sifrei Tzitzis Mitzrayim, so you might as well say it al kol shem. You'll say it again. You already said we went out of Mitzrayim quite a few times. You already said we went out of Mitzrayim. Okay, you'll say it one more time. You're going to say it anyway. You might as well say it now, okay, Shani. But nonetheless, the lashon of a maskel mitzvah imulei mareg, the mashmois is that somehow the mirak mitzvah, mirak is the gemar, the mirak mitzvah is only when you say b'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. So I thought that maybe the pshat is that the Rambam says in the Sefer Mitzvahs, by the mitzvah Sifrei Tzitzis Mitzrayim, the Rambam says the mitzvah Sifrei Tzitzis Mitzrayim is to tell over the story of Tzitzis Mitzrayim and to be and lahodus lahal. Got exactly the lashon of the Rambam, but the saying halal on Yitzis Mitzrayim, moving the Rambam, is part of the mitzvah of Sifrei Tzitzis Mitzrayim. Sifrei Tzitzis Mitzrayim is not finished until we say halal on Yitzis Mitzrayim. So Mela, maybe that's really the oimik what Beisila is saying. Beisila is saying we didn't go out of Mitzrayim till the next day, but part of the mitzvah of Sifrei Tzitzis Mitzrayim is to say halal on Yitzis Mitzrayim. So Mela belongs al kasheni. And that's really Basil's response to Beishama. Beishama is saying we should wait with B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim till later, because later is closer to when we actually went out of Mitzrayim. Basil is saying, no, but saying Halal and Yitzis Mitzrayim is part of the mitzvah of Sifrei Tzitzis Mitzrayim. And therefore, Hamaskel B'mitzvah, we began the mitzvah of Sifrei Tzitzis Mitzrayim, Omer Mulei Marek, we have to finish up the mitzvah of Sifrei Tzitzis Mitzrayim, now Al Kasheni. And the Gemara of the mitzvah of Sifrei Tzitzis Mitzrayim is to say Halal and Yitzis Mitzrayim. And what's the Halal and Yitzis Mitzrayim? B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. If that's true, then maybe we could say a chiddush in Yerushalmi. When Ravuna Bar Schoyer asks from Kiddush, so the Korban Eidl learns that the Kashan is Beishamah, you say you're going to wait till Kais Dalet. What about Kiddush? You don't wait for Kiddush till Kais Dalet. But maybe we could learn differently. Maybe Ravuna Bar Schoyer's Kash is addressed to Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel say that you have to say B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim Al Kais Sheni Hagam is very early on in the night. But you have to say El Kasheni because I'm Maskel Mitzvah Im Legumar. You have to finish off the mitzvah of Sifrei Tzitzis Mitzrayim, and Sifrei Tzitzis Mitzrayim is not finished until you say Shiran Yitzis Mitzrayim. Ask Rav Avuna Baschara. He already said Shiran Yitzis Mitzrayim because he said in Kiddush, which is Alayayin, it's a Shir Alayayin. He already said Zeichel Yitzis Mitzrayim, so already had a Shiran Yitzis Mitzrayim. So Mel, why does he have to say Tzitzis Mitzrayim El Kasheni? But Hill's argument is you have to say B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim now, because otherwise Sifrei Tzitzis Mitzrayim is not complete. So Rav Avuna Baschar, maybe he's asking a Beis Hill, not a Beis Shammai. He's saying it's not so. Why isn't it complete even with you put Kiddush together with Magid and you have a whole Sifrei Tzitzis Mitzrayim? You have the story and you have the hal.
The Korban
Eidl
says not exactly not that.
Yeah, I'm saying not like the
Why
would this
year be worthwhile before the
Magid
itself?
You have to say Kiddush. We have to say Kiddush first. And Kiddush incorporates the Zeichel Yitzis Mitzrayim. So I already have Shira and Yitzis Mitzrayim. So Rav Avuna Baschar is Kashya. So why do I have to say B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim and Al Kasheni? The whole reason why I'm saying... No, it's not. They still agree that we went out of Mitzrayim tomorrow, much later in the course of events. So, but they say, but Basil's argument against Beis Shammai is... that you have to say it now because I'm asking Mitzvah Emulei Marek. So Rav Avuna says, Mecha Teisa. I have enough shiur by Kiddush.
First part of the story is slavery, and then we went out. You can't say first we went out, and then we were enslaved. So it only makes sense to say
if it's on the Sipur, I don't know, maybe in Sipur you have to start with Maskam Nusum Messiah Meshvach, but in the Halal part, do we start off the Halal? We already have Shira at the beginning.
The Halal
conclusion. But Ravun is tying, even if you learn like the Parmenay, the Ravun is asking of Bishamai. But I said yesterday, his kash is not from Magid, his kash is only from Kiddush, because Kiddush is a Shira. So that's implicit. That's
why can we say kash is for both?
And it's not Mashma Kashas for both, because then it's two different Kashas. If he's asking on both, he's asking two different things. And Beishamai, he said, if the Kashas on Beishamai, his Kasha is Beishamai, you're telling me you can't say Yisrael, you can't say Shira now, but by Kiddush you see that you do say Shira now.
Discussion
of Gula you have in Magad. Beishamai is not fazed by that.
He
doesn't ask from Magad, he only asks from Kiddush. So I think that's Mukuch, that the Kashas is only from Kiddush, because Kiddush is Shira.
Or
if the kash is a Mishama, you say a kash is Mishama, you're telling me.
Mishama doesn't have a problem with having it in Kiddush either. But
that's Ravuna's kasha. I mean, I'm not mechuyev to answer Ravuna's kasha, but Ravuna has a kasha in Mishama.
Right,
if it's a kasha
on both, then you just see he asks from Kiddush, because Kiddush is earlier on in the night.
Yeah, but it can't be kasha on both, because if it's a kasha, it's two different kashas. If it's a kasha in Mishama, like the Carbonator learns, so the kasha on Mishama is Mishama, you're telling me you can't say Shira now. Can't say, but say strongly, because it's too early. I see by Kiddush that you're not right. We do say Shira now.
Because
if the kashas on Beis Hillel,
you see that the question is about specifically Shira. If it could just be a question about the
so then why is he asking from Kiddush and not from Magid?
Because Kiddush is earlier. Kiddush is earlier in the night. We're already doing it from the first thing of the night. Like, well, why ask from the second thing? Ask from the first thing that we do for that.
But that's really, father, the main thing is Magid. I don't think he's asking from. Stam Mishama makes no sense. If you can't say Magid, you can't talk about Tzis Mitzrayim until later on. And Stam Mishama makes no sense. What's the whole Magid?
That's
a stronger kasha. Kiddush say everything. Kiddush you say by all the Sholosh Shigolim. Every Shabbos is a Zechel Tzis Mitzrayim. That's not such a strong taina Bisham. It's a much stronger taina from Magid. Teretz is from Magid, it's Bechal not a kasha. Bisham is not talking about Magid. Bisham is talking about Shira. For a Hallel in Tzis Mitzrayim. You can't say Hallel in Tzis Mitzrayim when we didn't yet go out of Mitzrayim. I think that's Emes of Shatan Bishamai. If Ravun is asking a Bishamai, he's asking because the fact that Kiddush is Shira. You can learn either way. You can learn that he's asking a Bishamai. You can learn that he's asking on. You can learn that he's asking a Basil. You can't be asking both because it's two different kashas. If he's asking a Bishamai, he's saying Bishamai, I have arrived from Kiddush that what you're saying is impossible is not impossible. If it's a kasha of Basil, he's saying Basil, what you're saying is necessary is not necessary. Hard to imagine that he's asking both at the same time.
Their kasha on Ramuna's kasha is only if it's asking on Beis Hill. So if they're asking on Beis Shammai, so the kasha is how could you say Shira? It's
too early.
It's too early, meaning it's not shy to mention. But according if the kasha on Beis Hill said that they should have been Yotze, they're clear for Hal already with Kiddush. So they're saying that should be because it should have to come as a result of the Magid.
Again, what are you saying?
I think what they're asking is only if it's on Beis Hillel. Because
if the
kasha is on Beis Hillel, then fine, it's a halal that you can't do yet. So
right.
How can you do it? But if it's on Beis Hillel, so the kasha is, they shouldn't already been Yotze halal.
Right, so that's the kasha. That's Ravuna's kasha. Right. He was already, why do you have to say Beis Hillel now?
Then there's a big spar to say that the halal on the Seder has to come after the Sipur.
Oh, yeah. Maybe Ravuna holds that, that's not a taina. Lamaisi asked the Kiddush anyway, and Kiddush is a Shira, so he had Shira, and you see it's Mitzrayim.
Maybe he has to have Hal.
But Shira is Hal. If he said Kiddush is Shira, so he has a Hal, he had a Shira that mentioned it's Yisrael Mitzrayim. So why Basil? So he's asking Basil, what's this big need to say B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, that there should be some Shira, you want to finish off your Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you need to have some Shira of B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. You had a Shira, you said that you should start the Halal now, the Halal HaGod, that you should start the Halal HaMitzri on the Korban Pesach, but that is enough to say Halu Adle Hashem. But you feel you need to add B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim now because you want to have some Shira that mentions specifically Yetzias Mitzrayim in order to finish off the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Ravuna Tainas, you had that already by Kiddush. So wait with the rest of the Tzeis Yisrael and Yisrael until later. No, I just thought of something. I just had a good thought. We were grappling before. Beisham, I say, don't say, why are you saying B'tzei Yisrael Mitzrayim now? It's too early. We didn't go out of Mitzrayim yet. Adayin lo yotzu Yisrael Mitzrayim. So we were grappling before, and what's it better if you wait? We didn't go out of Mitzrayim until the morning anyway, so what did Beisham gain by waiting till later? So we had, we were grappling. But still, it's the end of the Seder. You feel more that you're Ben Chayrin at the end of the Seder. You do Haseba by the last two places, according to one man, Dom, in the Gemara, because that's when you feel more that you're Ben Chayrin. Maybe Beisham holds, you could say, after Chatzos, and he looks at the Chippozim, the Mitzrayim. That's when we were free to go out of Mitzrayim. We had all kinds of various possibilities. Maybe we don't need any of that. We don't need any of that. Avada, Beisham agree that if you say B'tzei Yisrael and Mitzrayim, at 2 o'clock in the morning, it's also not the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. B'Shami's time is like this. B'Shami's time is like this. B'Shami held all things being equal. Where do we want to say most of the Hal? Al Kol Sheni or Al Kol Shvi? Kais Revi. You see the bulk of Halal we say in Kais Revi. Why don't we say the whole Halal in Kais Sheni? Obviously, the main Halal is supposed to be on Kais Revi, either because that's where the Kais of Halal is, or because that's what they went up on the rooftops and they said it, Knufio. So that was some mile in waiting until Kais Revi. The Halal is supposed to be said on Kais Revi. So why do we say Halal Kais Sheni at all? Why do we say any of the Halal Kais Sheni? So I suggested yesterday, because of the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is already going to be finished. We're going to be outside on the rooftops. You have to connect the Halal to the Korban Pesach. So how do you have to have some kind of Halal that's connected to the Korban Pesach, that's on the Korban Pesach? So you have to start the Halal Kol Sheni to connect it to the Korban Pesach. The rest of the Halal you say later. The bulk of the Halal you're going to say later. So how much Halal do you want to say in Kol Sheni? The minimum. The minimum of Halal should be said in Kol Sheni. As much as possible, because it's only to connect it to the Korban Pesach. So we should say the minimum that we need to connect the Halal to the Korban Pesach. Whatever we don't need, whatever it goes beyond that, so we should say later. So one Pasha we have to say, we have to say the Kapasha. But the minimum is only one Pasha. Why say any more? So Beishami are saying the following. Beishami say, why are you saying B'Seis Yisrael Mitzrayim now, Al Kais Sheni? Didn't we go out of Mitzrayim now? We didn't go out of Mitzrayim now. Don't tell me we're saying B'Seis Yisrael Mitzrayim now, Al Kais Sheni, because this is when we went out of Mitzrayim. We didn't go out of Mitzrayim now anyway. We went out of Mitzrayim tomorrow. So there's no point in saying B'tzei Yisrael Mitzrayim now, Kol Sheni. There may not be any mile to saying it Kol Shrevi per se, but there's no reason to say B'tzei Yisrael Mitzrayim Kol Sheni. This is not the time of B'tzei Mitzrayim anyway. So if it's not the time of B'tzei Mitzrayim anyway, so why say more Kol Sheni than you have to? All you have to say is one kapitel, say the minimum, as much as you can, leave for Kol Shrevi. That's what B'Shami is saying. Meaning, we didn't go out of Mitzrayim yet anyway. So why are you saying now B'Seis Yisrael Mitzrayim? Why are you saying Shir now B'Seis Yisrael Mitzrayim? Are you going to say it later? You have to say it. It's part of Halal. You say B'Seis Yisrael Mitzrayim on Sukkos too. About it, it's part of Halal. But if just as part of Halal, say it Al Kais Revi. That's where Halal belongs. Al Kais Revi. Al Kais Sheni, only say the minimum that you need. The minimum is one kapitel. Why are you saying kapitel number two? They still respond to that, and they say, no, there's a special reason why we want to say B'tzei Yisrael Mitzrayim Al Sheni, because of Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim. Whereas maybe there's a way to go around over here. We don't have to say this doichot, that according to B'Shamai, it's more B'Shasi Tzias Mitzrayim Al Kais Revi. B'Shamai, you understand that Kais Revi is also not B'Shasi Tzias Mitzrayim. B'Shamai's time is, but neither is Kais Sheni. So why are you saying B'tzei Yisrael Mitzrayim Al Kais Sheni? You say the least possible. The least possible is only Halal is Halal Abdei Hashem.
Yeah. Well, I was
based on
the last.
Yeah.
First, like, why did she mention the first part? She should just say,
"Masu." That's a little bit difficult. Still, it's time to be shami is the ilu mamtan a kaisa gover and that vechi Adayin legiu lechatsi gulosin. Bishamin also made it to that. The way I'm saying, Bishamin also made it to that. So what's Beis Hillel's rejoinder to Bishamin? Yeah, I have to be doing it. Beis Hillel is saying, Bishamin, you misunderstand me. I'm not saying you save Tzitzis Yisrael Mitzrayim now because now's the time of Tzitzis Mitzrayim. I understand that it's not the time of Tzitzis Mitzrayim. But Ella Hamas L'Mitzrayim L'Marek, that's not the reason why I said you say Tzitzis Yisrael Mitzrayim now. If the reason why I said Tzitzis Yisrael Mitzrayim now is because now's Tzitzis Mitzrayim, Bishamin, you would be right. Yilumamtan HaKreis HaGobah, there's no point. The reason why I'm saying you say Tzitzis Yisrael Mitzrayim now is because Hamas L'Mitzrayim L'Marek. Yeah, I know, it's hard to come out of here with a double bar. What I want to walk away from this Yerushalmi, there are a lot of things in Yerushalmi that are hard to pin down. You know, we can say various ways. The one thing I do want to walk away from this Yerushalmi from is this notion that also tackle the fence. Now we learn. If we're not going to say this last pshat, certainly, you see in this Yerushalmi, this chiddush, that Shira on Yetzias Mitzrayim has to only be after we went out of Mitzrayim. That's why Bishami understand Magid, but they don't understand Matzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. We didn't go out of Mitzrayim, how can we say Shira? We can say Magid, but we can't say Shira. And Kiddush is a kind of Shira. I think that's the thrust of Ravunas Kasha. That's one thing that I think is pretty clear in this Yerushalmi. And secondly, just the Gabi Pshat in Yerushalmi, just this aura that I think there's two ways to learn Rav Huna Bas Chaim's Kasha. You can learn it as a Kasha in Bishami, you can learn it as a Kasha on Beis Hillel. It's a Kasha in Bishami, the Kasha is, how could you say Zeichel Tzitzis Mitzrayim and Kiddush? And if it's a Kasha in Beis Hillel, the Kasha is, why do you have to say Tzitzis Mitzrayim? You already said Kiddush. Can I see back there? So, two more. Omer Omer. Matzah tzorech lagbiyah, morah tzorech lagbiyah. Boser ain't tzorech lagbiyah. Loi oid ela shenir kaichel kodshin b'chutz. So her poshpshad is, why are you not magbiyah the Pesach? Why is it that boser ain't tzorech, I'm sorry, why are you not magbiyah the boser? Boser ain't tzorech lagbiyah. What does the Rashbam say? What boser are we talking about? Shnei tavshilin. Boser ain't tzorech lagbiyah, v'loy oydeh l'shnir k'maktish behemtoy hayas p'sugirsah. Ain't tzorech lagbiyah, d'loy motzul umeim, sorry, before that, boser. What boser are we talking about? We're talking about b'zman hazeh. B'zman hazeh, there's no korban Pesach. Says the Rashbam, boser shel shnei mini tavshilin. Shel mini tavshilin. Ain't tzorech lagbiyah, k'sha'im Pesach shoyev v'sein oichlin. The Mishnah says that there were shnei tavshilin on the shulchan. The Gemara says, one was Eichel Chagiga, one was Eichel Pesach. So the Rashbam is learning, when it says Basar Ein Tzorech Lagbiyah, it's referring to the Basar of the Shnei Tavshilin. And it's saying Ein Tzorech Lagbiyah because it's not really the Pesach. And not only is it not really the Pesach, but if you don't have to be Magbiyah, but if you're Magbiyah, it's near Eichel Kalshin Bachutz. So the Mashmois is, the way the Rashbam learns the Gemara, that Bizman Abayis, when there really was a Korban Pesach, Avadi was Magbiyah, the Basar of the Korban Pesach. When it says Basar and Tzorech Lagbiyah, it doesn't mean the Basar of the Korban Pesach. It means the Basar of the Basar of the Shnei Tavshilin. That's Ein Tzorech Lagbiyah, and you're not supposed to be Magbiyah. There are still people who they pick up the Zraya and they say Pesach is Avadi. That's not right. The Rambam, when he brings this halacha, Basar Ein Tzorech Lagbiyah, the Rambam says it on Zman Abayis. The Rambam in Perches, when he has the halachas of the seder of the seder, so the Rambam first goes through the seder of the seder of the seder b'zman abayis, with the chilas hakorban and everything, Then afterwards he says Bizman Hazeh, the things that are different Bizman Hazeh. But the first half of the parak is the Rambam lays out the Seder the way it was Bizman Abayis. And the Rambam says that they bring the Shulchan. And on the Shulchan, the Rambam sheet is that they brought the Shulchan now by Rabbi Gamliel, not at the beginning of Maggid. The Torah says they brought the Shulchan at the beginning of Maggid. And that's where we bring the Korah earlier. But the Rambam sheet is they brought the Korah at the end of Maggid, only by Rabbi Gamliel. When you say Pesach Matzah Mor, then they brought the Shulchan, because you need to have the Pesach Matzah Mor in order to say Pesach Zeh, Matzah Zeh, Mor Zeh, and so on. So the Rambam says, I don't remember the Lashon verbatim, but the Rambam is, maybe I have it here in the back. So it's Mavur in the Rambam that they did not pick up. The Rambam does not say Magbiya Avosa. They bring the Shulchan, Umachzer HaShulchan Lefan, Vayomer Pesach Zeh Shana Eichlim. But it doesn't say you have to pick up the Pesach. Matzah and Mor, he says, you Magbiya the Matzah, you Magbiya the Mor. But apparently the Rambam learned when the Gemara says, Boser Ein Tzorach Lagbiya, V'lo Yo'id Ela Shanir Ka'echel Kachin Mechutz, the Gemara is saying two different things. First of all, it's saying Boser Ein Tzorach Lagbiya, period. Even Mizman HaBayis. And number two, but Bizman Hazeh, see, you're not even, it's not only do you not have to do it, Bizman HaBayis is you don't have to do it. If you did it, it's not the end of the world. But Bizman Hazeh, not only do you not have to do it, but Bizman Hazeh, you're not even allowed to do it because it's near Koichel Boser, Koichel Kalshin Bechutz. But even Bizman HaBayis, the Rambam learns Boser and Tzorach Lagbi. It's not like the Rashbam. The Rashbam learns Boser and Tzorach Lagbi as the Shnei Tashilin. The Rambam learns Boser and Tzorach Lagbi as the Pesach itself. But Avada needs a Hezber. What's the difference to Pesach and the Matzah and the. If you have to pick up the Matzah and the Mora, so why don't you have to pick up the Pesach? So could be like this. Why do you attack have to pick it up? Whatever it is that you have to pick up over here, tzorach lagbia, the matzah, the mor, tzorach lagbia, why do you have to lagbia? So the Rashbam says, tzorach lagbia, kishayim matzah zu shana oichlim, mor zeh shana oichlim, kidei laharoysun lemesubun, v'techoviv mitzvah b'ineim. The Rashbam says, the reason why you have to pick up the matzah and pick up the mor, when you say matzah zeh, matzah zu, mor zeh, is al schibuv ha-mitzvah. If it's aschibuv hamitzvah, then there's no reason to think there's any difference between Pesach and Matzah and Mor. And the Rashbam l'shitas holds, so you have to pick up the Pesach as well. I think the Rambam learned that the reason over here for the Hagbah is not to be mechabav the mitzvah. The reason why you have to pick up the Matzah and the reason why you have to pick up the Mor, the Rambam held, is because you have to designate. There's a lot of Matzah in the world. Not every Matzah is. Is matzah, people eat matzah the whole year round. When you say matzah zeh shana oichlim, you have to designate that it's the matzah's mitzvah. You have to say this matzah, shana oichlim. In other words, you need a specific matzah. When you say Pesach matzah mor, you can't just talk about matzah in the general sense. You have to say it about a particular matzah. You have to say it about the particular matzah with which you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah. You have to say it about the particular mor with which you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah. And about the particular carbon pesach with which you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah. So you don't just say matzah shana echem, say matzah zu shana echem. That's really the nusach, matzah zu shana echem. You have to say, I want to say something not about matzah in general. Matzah, the concept of matzah. I'm not saying a drush about the concept of matzah. I'm saying something about this matzah. Why am I going to eat this matzah? So I have to earmark. I have a lot of matzah mass. I have to earmark one matzah. That this is the matzah with which I'm going to do the mitzvah. And then I could say, matzah zu shana oichlim al shumah. I have to earmark a particular piece of mor, that this is the mor with which I'm going to do the mitzvah, and then I could say, mor zeh shana oichlim al shumah. So that I only have to do with the matzah and the mor, because the matzah and the mor, there's a lot of matzah in the world, there's a lot of mor in the world. This is the matzah that I'm going to eat. Mechatesa, which is the mor that I'm going to eat? By the Karban Pesach, it's not necessary. The Karban Pesach was already, I'm a money in the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach was already designated in Budya, Shashkit already. I was a money in the Karban Pesach. It's not I belong to only one Karban Pesach. There's no need for me to designate, this is the seh that I'm designating now for my Karban Pesach. I already designated in Vidyoim. This is the Karban Pesach. That does not need a hadvah. By the matzah tomorrow, I have to be magbid in order to be miyachadit. This is the matzah that I'm going to do the mitzvah with. And then I could say, matzah zeh shenoichlem, matzah zeh shenoichlem, al shumah. So I think the emes is shetim suleima. I think it could be that it's shitosim as well. We spoke earlier on in Rabbi Gamliel. What is liyotzei deichev also? What is this halacha of Rabbi Gamliel that you have to say Pesach matzah mor? Is it halacha in sipri tzis mishrayim and liyotzei deichev also means he wasn't yotzei fully sipri tzis mishrayim, or is it halacha in Pesach matzah mor itself and liyotzei deichev also means he wasn't yotzei Pesach matzah mor, at least not in the best way. So we saw some machlekes yishayim. The Ram has that it's halacha in Haggadah, it's halacha in Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim. And on the other hand, the Ramban holds, other Rishonim, that it's halacha in Pesach Matzah Mor itself. In the Rashbam, it's a little bit meduyuk, that it's halacha in the Pesach Matzah Mor, a little bit meduyuk, because the Rashbam says at the beginning, Shtosh Yudvarim Halalu, says the Rashbam, Shepirish Taimon. No, there's very little to build on over here. But it seems to me that the Rashbam is saying, Shepirish Taimon means that when you have to understand the reason for the Pesach Matzah Mor. I mean, that's what he says. Shapirish Taimon means you have to explain the reason for the Pesach Matzah Mor. And since that's all he says, it sounds to me that what he means is that for some reason, which he's not telling me how we know this, but for some reason, you need to understand why you're eating Pesach Matzah Mor. Whereas if the Rashbam held the Talach and Sipri Tzis Mishraim, that would need more saying. We should have to say, when you the mitzvah Sipri Tzis Mishraim, it requires me that I elaborate the symbolism of the Pesach Matzah Mor, how that also tells me about Sipri Tzis Mishraim. The Rashbam says, I say Pesach Matzah Mor because I have to understand the reason for Pesach Matzah Mor. Now, why is that so? After all, mitzvah saying Shrichas Kavon and so on. And even if you had Shrichas Kavon, you don't normally have to know the timing of mitzvahs, that the Rashbam is not informing me. But nonetheless, and I don't know where he knows it. You know, maybe it comes from Leman Tiskor, or comes from Martin Zevach. I don't know where the source is. Maybe it's hidden throughout Bonner altogether. Whatever the source is, but what it says in the Rashbam is the reason why you have to say Pesach Matzah Mor is because you have to understand the reason of the mitzvah Pesach Matzah Mor, and that sounds like it's halach in Pesach Matzah Mor. So the mashmois in the Rashbam, you know, again, it's very minimal here in the Rashbam, but nonetheless, even from a little bit, unless you can, you know, Sherlock Holmes could tell even from a little bit, from a little clue. It seems to me there's a clue over here that the Rashbam holds that like those who are showing them, like the Ramban, that it's halacha in Pesach Matzah Mor, that you have to say these things because you have to understand the Tama Mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Mor. It's halacha in Pesach Matzah Mor that you have to understand the Tama Mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Mor. So they like this. I said the other day, according to those who showing him the Ramban, now it seems the Rashbam as well, that the reason for Rabbi Gamliel is because it's halach in Pesach Matzah Mor. So the way the Rashbam is explaining, because you have to understand the Tama Mitzvah Pesach Matzah Mor. Does Rabbi Gamliel, does this Pesach Matzah Mor, the saying of Pesach Matzah Mor, does it have to precede the Achila, or could it follow the Achila also? Could it come after the Achila? So we had a riot. I don't remember. In the Ramban. The Ramban is muchach, that you have to say it before. And the raya from the Ramban was, because the Ramban says, Hagam, it says, Le'yotzei Chavosoi, so the Ramban in Brocha says, Le'yotzei Chavosoi doesn't mean mamash, that it's ma'akev b'di'evet. It means lechatchilu. It's not a misum in a mufchor, but b'di'evet, it's not ma'akev, and therefore, if you didn't say it, you don't have to go back and eat the Pesach Matzah Mor again. Ke'ilu, if it would be ma'akev, you would have to go back and eat the Pesach Matzah Mor again. Of course, first of all, it's a raya, it's halach in the Pesach Matzah Mor. That's what we said. That's, of course, true. But in addition, it's also a raya that you have to say it before. Because if you could say it after, then even if it would be ma'akev, you wouldn't have to go back and eat the Pesach Matzah Mor again. You could just say Rabbi Gamliel now. So you see in that Ramban two things, that it's halach in the Pesach Matzah Mor. And number two, it has to be said before you get to the Pesach Matzah Mor. And I think the two things go, I think I said at the time, I think the two things go together. Because If it's halacha and the Pesach Matzah Mor, it's not, it doesn't make sense to say that there's like two things about Pesach Matzah Mor you have to do. You have to eat Pesach Matzah Mor and you have to talk about Pesach Matzah Mor. It's like two equal requirements. It doesn't really make any sense. A part of the pshat is you have to say Pesach Matzah Mor in order that when you eat the Pesach Matzah Mor, you should understand what it means. Which is the mashmoy. So there are a bunch of pirish taimon. Why do you have to mefarsh the taimon Pesach Matzah Mor? So other people know what you're doing. So you yourself will understand what you're doing. That's the idea. It's in order that you yourself should understand what you're doing. When you eat the Pesach Matzah Mor, you have to first say, Al Shuma, why am I going to eat the Pesach? Why am I going to eat the Matzah? Why am I going to eat the Mor? I have to know what I'm doing. I have to understand what it's going to signify. So in order for that to happen, I have to first explain it. I have to say, Pesach means this, Matzah means this. Then when I go and I eat the Pesach, I eat the Matzah, I eat the Mor, I'm eating it with the Havana, I'm eating it with the Yedia. With the Laman Tisku, perhaps. Maybe it comes from Laman Tisku. The Mantiska, rather. The Mantiska is going to say Skamaris. Or wherever it comes from. You know, again, I don't know where it comes from, but if that's the case, that the Rambam Gamliel is, the purpose of Rambam Gamliel is that later on, when I eat the Pesach Matzah Mor, my Achila should be informed by the Hachos that I made beforehand. Should be an achila in which I'm eating it after I understand the Tamei HaMitzvah. So I don't. It doesn't seem to me to be any particular reason why I should have to designate a particular matzah. When I say Pesach Matzah Mor, why should I have to designate a particular Pesach Matzah Mor? When I get to the achila, then I'll designate which Pesach Matzah Mor. It's enough. Let's say I talk in abstract terms. You know why Jews eat Pesach Al Sheposach, and you know why Jews eat matzah because Al Shenigalu, and you know why Jews eat Mor Al Shemira Mitzvah Mischayev Chayev Esenim Mischayev. That's also enough. Now I know what Pesach Matzah Mor are all about. Then when I go on to eat the Pesach Matzah Mor, my achila now is now an achila that's Shapir Shaimon, in which I was already mefarsh the Tamei Mitzvah. My achila now is with the Havon of the Tamei Mitzvah. Why should I have to be Magbir the Pesach? Why should I have to be Magbir the Mor? Doesn't really make any sense. In the Chanami, says the Rashbam, therefore, in the Chanami, that's, you know why you have to do it? Just for Chibuv HaMitzvah. You want to Shol Chavivas HaMitzvah. But not because it's really necessary for... It's like a separate agenda, the Shol Chavivas HaMitzvah. But to fulfill the purpose of Rabbi Gamliel, of understanding the Tamei HaMitzvah, so I don't have to... Let's say there'll be halacha that when I blow shofar, I have to know the Tamei HaMitzvah. So I would have to pick up the shofar first and say, why do I blow the shofar? Take a course, I'll learn the Tamei HaMitzvah shofar. Now I know it, I'll say out loud, you know, shofar zesh on the taken. And then I'll blow shofar and I'll understand what it's all about. Masha Enkein... If you hold like the Rambam holds that it's not aloch in Pesach Matzah Mor at all. It's aloch in Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim. So what does it mean it's aloch in Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim? So I guess you could learn that it's aloch in Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim. It's not that Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim, besides talking about Tzias Mitzrayim, you also have to talk about Pesach Matzah Mor. Like it's on the curriculum. You know, you have to study about Avodah Mayinu, and you have to learn about the Yetzein Hashem Yisham, and you have to learn about Pesach, you have to learn about Matzah, you have to learn about Mar. But about that's not Mistaber. What does that have to do with the Tzis Mitzrayim? What does that have to do with the Mitzvah Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim? You have to learn about Pesach, Matzah, Mar, and Mekayim Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim. But that is much more Mistaber. The Pshat is that part of Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim is that you have to show that since Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim is B'shosh Yesh Matzah Mor Mor. Is Bavur Zeh, is B'shosh Yesh Matzah Mor and Pesach Munochem Lufanov. So Tzipri Tzis Mitzrayim is said over the Pesach Matzah Mor. So the Rebbe Gamliel is telling me that I have to connect the Tzipri Tzis Mitzrayim to the Pesach Matzah Mor. I have to incorporate the Pesach Matzah Mor into my Tzipri Tzis Mitzrayim and show how the Pesach Matzah Mor also tell me about your Tzis Mitzrayim. In other words, the Pesach Matzah Mor have to have a role in the Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim. So when I tell the story of Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim, I have to also tell about how the Pesach is going to show Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim and how the Matzah shows and so on. I thought that was found in Tosfos as well. Tosfos learns that from Matam Zevach Pesach. Matam Zevach Pesach is a pasuk of Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim. It's not a pasuk by Matam Zevach Pesach is the tshuva to the Ben Arosha. So it's part of Sipri. It's part of Yigadat Levicha. If it's halacha in the Pesach, if it's halacha like the Rashbam, like the Ramban, if Rambam Gamliel is halacha in Pesach Matzah Mor, what does that have to do with Vigara to Levincha? By the way, that's lechor. I think I said at the time that's lechor one of the nafkah minis between the Rambam and the Ramban. Do you have to say Rambam Gamliel to the children, or is it enough to say it to yourself? If it's halacha and sifrit tzitzis mitzrayim, you have to say it to the children. If it's halacha and pesach matzah mor, why do you have to tell it to the children? There's no begadah to levincha in that. You have to understand yourself what's the time of mitzvah. Shapirish time, and I have to understand myself what's the time of mitzvah. Taisha says it comes from matim zevach pesach. Matim zevach pesach is part of begadah to levincha. It's part of the tshuva to the ben. Apparently, Taisha also learns it's halacha and sifrit tzitzis mitzrayim. But what's the halacha? The halacha is by matim zevach pesach. So, but what we said, but Tais says the hekish pesach matzumur. It says pesach. How do you know matzumur? Tais says the hekish. The hekish was in the midst of pesach matzumur, not in the midst of sifrit tzitzis mitzrayim. So I said at the time, the idea is it's not stam. You have to talk about pesach matzumur. You have to incorporate the pesach into your sifrit tzitzis mitzrayim. And since pesach is hukish to matzumur, so the same way you have to incorporate the pesach, you have to incorporate the matzumur as well. So also you see some that the idea over here, according to Tais to the Rambam, that and maybe Taisus. That it's halach and sifrit tzitzis mitzrayim. Then it's halach. Not stam to talk about pesach matzumar. The halach is to make the pesach to incorporate, to bring the pesach matzumar that are on the shulchan, that are menachem lefano, to incorporate them into my sifrit tzitzis mitzrayim. That they should also become part of the sifrit tzitzis mitzrayim. So then already, if that's what's going on in Rabbi Gamliel, I'm bringing in the pesach matzumar into my sifrit tzitzis mitzrayim. It's halach in the sipur. It's not a hakdama. Lefi the Rashbam, it's hakdama to the achila. That when I eat the Pesach Matzah Mor, it should be with the Havana that I understand the timing. Lefi the Rambam, it's not a Hakdoma to the Achila. It's Halach in the Sipur itself. The Sipur itself has to also have involved in it the Pesach Matzah Mor. Well, which Pesach Matzah Mor? The Pesach Matzah Mor that I'm going to eat, that I designated for the mitzvah. What does it help that I'm talking about Pesach in the abstract, and I'm talking about Matzah in the abstract? I have to take the Pesach Matzah Mor that I'm Munochim Lefonim, and I have to bring them into the Sipur Tzis Mitzrayim. I have to say, these are also part of the Sipur Tzis Mitzrayim. These things here that are al shulchan, they're part of my sifrit tzitzis mitzrayim. So I'm not talking about pesach matzah mor in the abstract. For that, I have to have pesach matzah mor, the pesach matzah mor that I'm a yachid for the mitzvah. So may the Rambam holds that's why you have to be magbir the matzah in the mor, because you have to be miyachid the moshe mitzvah. Because if it's not the matzah's mitzvah, it's just stop matzah on the table, but it's not the matzah with which I'm going to fulfill the mitzvah. So it's not matzah. It's not the matzah's mitzvah. If it's not the matzah's mitzvah, then it's not the matzah that's supposed to tell over the story of Tzibit. Then it's not the matzah that I need to tell the story of Tzibit Yisus Mitzrayim. So maybe I have to be miyachad the matzah. I have to be miyachad the Pesach not, because the Pesach was already miyuchad v'omer. But the matzah the mor, I have to be miyachad. This is the matzah's mitzvah. This is the mor shel mitzvah. And then I could say that this matzah shel mitzvah, this mor shel mitzvah, al shuma, what is it? What's it going to be here for? It's going to be telling me. It's going to tell me something about Tzibit Yisus Mitzrayim, and then it becomes part of the Tzibit Yisus Mitzrayim. Okay, I have to stop here.